I'm Jeff Cohen with WNPR News. Hartford police are still investigating an incident from last week in which a police officer used a stun gun on a city teenager. The family has called the use of force unnecessary. On Friday, members of the community gathered to discuss the incident, and Governor Daniel Malloy said he thought the use of the taser was inappropriate. People lined the pews at Hartford's Faith Congregational Church Friday night. One of them was Malloy, who recalled what he felt when he saw the video of 18-year-old Luis Anglero being shot with a taser. He said he was sickened.
And I have to tell you, watching that video, I was momentarily sickened.
Police say the incident came last Tuesday as they were breaking up an unruly crowd. They say that Anglero was, quote, a clear aggressor and agitator. Surveillance video showed the officer shooting Anglero after the teen had stopped walking and put his hands down. Relatives say the teen fell, hit his head, and appeared to have a seizure. Late last week, Anglero was treated at Hartford Hospital. Officers charged him with interfering with police and breach of peace. A police report identified the officer as Detective Sean Ware. On Friday, people came with different opinions of the incident, of the use of tasers, and of the officer himself. Scott Esdale is the president of the Connecticut NAACP.
What happens when the officers are misconducting themselves in our communities? It's extremely important that they get arrested, that they are put in jail, and they are put away and not continuing to abuse our people and our community. So I say that there needs to be a strong message sent that there's a zero tolerance for this type of behavior for police officers as well as people in the community.
But Sam Saylor took a different tone.
I saw, like the governor, that tape, the video, and I was sickened by it, worried about the boy, worried about the mother of the boy. And I know that sometimes we all know in this room that on a good day, with a good cop, with good intentions, sometimes we make bad moves. On this day, it was a bad move. And we need to retrain him and others that our citizens are worth a second chance, a second conversation. He may be a good cop, and it was a good day, but it was a bad move.
The last to speak was Marianne Yearwood. Luis Anglero is her son.
My son was hurt for no apparent reason. He not only hurt my son, you hurt my family. I can't close my eyes. I can't eat. You hurt my child. And I just ask it for justice. I want him to go to jail. I want him not to have nothing that he can have, any type of gun, anything. You are a threat to my community.
After the meeting, I spoke with Doug McCrory. He's a state representative in Hartford, and he knows the police officer in question. He called him a fine young man.
He's a good police officer from this neighborhood, always wanted to be a police officer, has an outstanding record of working with people in this community.
The police investigation is ongoing. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.